This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondyke Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now.
All right, we're live. What is up, my brothers? From another mother. All right, we're on episode number 77 of the Before the Train Wreck series, the only series on the YouTubes, on the interwebs, that shows you how not to make a train wreck out of your life. And tonight we're going to be talking about identifying sails and anchors, what those are. You guys should know what sails and anchors are. But there's an underlying meaning and importance of them. How's my lighting tonight, by the way, too? I got this new ring light. It's supposed to improve the lighting in here so it's not so dark. Let me know in the comments. I have some notes here to dive into this one. Should take me about 45 minutes, hopefully, if we can rip through it nicely. So in life, gentlemen, I'm in my 40s. Like, this is stuff that I wish somebody would have sat me down and talked to me about in my teens, in my 20s. But, you know, not even my own father thought to have this conversation, or maybe he didn't have the experience to have this conversation with me. I don't know. But it's a hard lesson to learn. It's an expensive lesson to learn the hard way. It cost me a lot of sleepless nights from some bad choices, a lot of money in some cases. But in life, there's people, places, and things, I can put it to, that will move you forward in your life, like a sail on a sailboat, okay? Wind fills a sail, your passage, you know, moves along, and you end up at your next port of call. There's people, places, and things that will enter your life that will fill your sails with wind and bring you to where you want to go. There are also anchors that will enter your life, which will prevent you from getting to where you want to go. It's important to identify what is going to fill your sails with wind and bring you to where it is you're seeking, and what are anchors that you have to cut loose. It's really that simple. If I were to distill it, we could wrap up the video at the 3-minute mark and call it a day. But as I usually do, I'll start sharing some personal examples and stories to help you guys get a little more clarity, and hopefully it helps you out. Welcome, David, as a new channel member. By the way, guys, the way that the channel membership works for live before I hop into this, thank you, brother, is it allows you to chat live when I'm doing live streams, which I do at minimum once a week. I've got 3 scheduled this week. Sometimes, you know, Rule Zero's on my channel as well, as it kind of moves around. But yeah, if you want to support the channel in a small way, I think, I don't know what it is, like $4 and change, but you can click the join button, become a member of the channel. I also go through all the comments of channel members. I found a way on the analytics page to sort comments, because some videos get like 3,000, 4,000 comments. I don't have time to look through them all, but I can actually sort by channel membership. So you will always get a response from me if you ask me a question in a video as a channel member. Just a heads up. All right. Where do I start with, anchors or sails? Let's kind of deal with some of the anchors that came into my life. And these are all things that I had the opportunity to make a decision on whether or not I wanted to allow it to be a part of my life, for how long, and if I wanted to cut it loose and let it go. Maybe I didn't see them as anchors when they came in. Maybe I thought that they were something else. In fact, as I look at the names that I wrote down here, I definitely thought that some of these people were something else, but they turned out to be big anchors in my life. Thanks for the super chats, guys. Neo says, keep up the great content from Bomber Command. Only place you get the cold hard truth bombs, Jaleel. Very generous super chat. Thank you. Appreciate that, brother. So in my 20s, let me go back a little bit. In my early 20s, I had moved to the UK. Family had planned to move from Canada. They basically sold everything, went to the UK. I was there for a number of months. I was actually born there. I went there for a number of months, didn't jive with it. You know, I spent my entire childhood in basically the greater Toronto area. And I came back looking for something to do. I had no family here and ended up renting a room from a friend's mom. And another friend of mine was basically riding his motorcycle across the country from California to join me in Toronto. He was in a kind of similar place in his life, but ended up, renting this room, and it's 21, 22, didn't really have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And somehow I landed this job in a collection agency. I remember I was working with this guy in my teens, retail stereo store. I think it was called Stereo Den, if I remember. And it was a franchise. There was this white Jamaican dude that I used to work with, really liked him. We got along really well. And he was working at a collection agency at the time. And he goes, you're looking for work. Because I was basically working in a warehouse job, making a couple of dimes over minimum wage. And I had an opportunity to wear, a nice shirt, a suit, a tie, press pants and stuff like that in an office space. It was really bizarre for me at the time, but I went through all the training. I did really, really well at it. And I was in the industry for almost 10 years. I think it was early 90s, 91, 92, till at least 99, 2000 was when I left. Actually, it might have been close to 2002. So it was definitely about a 10-year span. But I spent 10 years of my life in a place with people that were essentially anchors. Okay. My time could have ended with everything that I needed to learn to start up my debt settlement business could have been learned within, I'm sure I had all the know-how within 3 to 4 years. It's just, I was too much of a plugged in to societal conditioning beta pleb that I decided to stay for an additional 7 years that I didn't need to stay. And I ended up interacting with a lot of people. I'm not going to read these names, but a lot of people that I'm recalling right now that held me back. They were anchors in my life. And all I had to do was basically cut myself loose and move on and leave. And I did have this inkling, this tingling sensation to get the hell out of there and go do something bigger and better that was going to allow me to achieve my goals. Because I always had big goals. I always liked fast cars and I wanted to have nice fast cars. And I knew they costed money and I didn't have money. But, this was the slow and steady approach to it. I did what most guys have been told to do for most of their life. Only I stopped at 30, which I was lucky enough to do. But it was get the corporate job, climb the corporate ladder, get promoted, buy the house, get the mortgage, find the girl, get married, have kids, and blah, blah, blah. All of that for me, I was just at the point of getting the house and, the big mortgage. And then they gave me a package and sent me home. So I didn't cut that anchor loose. I could have cut that anchor loose 7 years earlier in my life. There's guys right now watching this that are maybe in their 20s and their 30s, I don't know. But you're thinking to yourself, there's something that I'm doing right now. It's either a job, working for somebody, maybe in a relationship with somebody. Hopefully you're still young at this point. You have more runway ahead of you. But if you're thinking about this and you have that spidey sense going, I need to cut this anchor loose, do it sooner than later. I'm going to give you a couple more examples of anchors that I allowed to come into my life. Again, guys, you have the choice to allow these things to happen to you or to walk away from them, to cut them loose. I've said this before. Last few months, I've been watching a ton of sailing videos. I don't know what it is, but since this COVID lockdown, you know, just something about the freedom of the wind taking you around the world. You know, you have your passages and you find your anchorages and you stay there and you get food and supplies and diesel, you know, when you have to motor sail. But for the most part, it seems like these guys are just taking the trade winds around the world. And there's a lot of freedom that comes with that. And I really, there's a part of me that really admires some of that. I don't know if I'll end up buying a sailboat one day, but I've been thinking about it nonstop. So this notion of anchors and sails, it really means a lot to me, and I hope that it makes sense to you guys too. So let's enter round one in entrepreneurship. I ran a couple of businesses when I was younger, lawn cutting business, snow cutting business. I had a car detailing business, all before I was 15. But again, I ignored that entrepreneurial drive that I had within myself and the small little wins that I had along the way. You know, to follow what everybody's told you to do, just get a job and, you know, buy a house and, you know, be a cog in the wheel. So enter round one entrepreneurship. I was early 30s, 30, 31, 32, maybe. This guy that I used to work with came into my life one day. He's like, "Hey, I heard you got laid off and, you know, I'm doing this with this business, or I have this idea with this business. I'd love to work with you. You know, can you help me run it?" Okay. So I listened to his idea. Didn't really like it. and he's a very A type of personality. I've mentioned before that some toxic people that you want to try to avoid in your life, guys, and you want to stay well away from anybody that has a drug or alcohol addiction. This guy did. You know, his heart was in a good place. I think he wanted to do well for himself, for his family first, of course. And I think he had good intentions, but at the end of the day, dude was an anchor. He would not uphold his end of the bargain, which was a partnership, which is what I thought I was walking into. It turned into a dictatorship within the first year. It almost ended in a fist fight. We've spoken since afterwards. And we don't talk, you know, on a regular basis, but realistically, I knew this guy intimately for a good year, on a daily basis, you know, many, many times a day we had conversations, but ultimately that business never went anywhere. I had a better idea. I introduced it to the business. It started working. There were certain concessions that I needed him to make to help get it to the next level, which didn't really get complied with. So we parted ways. Thankfully, I had the gumption at that time because I saw what happened to the 10 years prior to me. Time flies, guys. I'm telling you, like, your 20s, before you know it, you're going to be in your 30s. When you're in your 30s, before you know it, you're going to be in your 40s. And I'm sure there's going to be a day very, very soon that I'm going to look at the calendar and be like, holy shit, I'm actually 50 now. But this guy, we cut loose, you know, we cut the anchor loose after, I'm going to say, 11, 12 months. I did identify it sooner and I did get it out of the way. And I didn't let personalities and feelings get in the way of that. Shout out to John there from Bulldog Mindset. Great topic. Listen up. It's important advice. Thanks, brother. So let's enter round two with entrepreneurship. And this is where I made a critical mistake to keep somebody on way too long. And it cost me my best friend. It cost me about, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 years of my life and focus. It was a big waste of time. And this is probably one of the biggest anchors in my life. Introduced one of my best friends to my business. He was, I don't want to get into too many details because I'm trying to keep certain information anonymous. But basically for 2 to 3 years, brought this guy in. There was no ROI. And some people say, what's ROI, Rich? Or they'll spell it ROI in the comments. It's ROI, return on investment, for those of you that haven't heard it. There was no return on investment with my time with this guy. Okay. It probably cost me, I don't know, 100, 120 grand to employ him over the period of time, paying for a lot of stuff for him. You know, we had a network that I had to maintain. And part of that was the social environment that was around it. So it was like, if there was a weekend away in Vegas and I was going and he didn't have money, well, guess who paid for it, right? You know, there's parts of it where there were people chasing him down for money and then coming after me. But at the end of the day, I ended up financing a few years of that and got almost nothing back on return on investment, with the exception of a lawsuit that I had to launch, which cost me another $20,000-$30,000 in legal fees and all the time that was involved in it and what held me back in the business. So literally for 2 to 3 years, the business just tread water. This was my first big stab at something that was working. I knew that it was working. I had a lot of evidence. I had a lot of demand for it. I also had a lot of people trying to compete and steal the idea, customer list, contract list, stuff like that. I held onto that anchor for 3 years too long. I should have never anchored with this. I should have never allowed my sailboat to stop at this anchorage. So this is really how people have operated for hundreds of thousands of years, guys. They would sail around the world, taking advantage of the trade winds that would bring them to their next port of call, and they'd have these safe passages. You have to look at life, I believe anyway, in a similar sort of way. There's certain areas that you're going to stop at. You're going to have your anchorages. You're going to have anchors that you're going to, you know, need to use. And there's other things that are going to hold you back. Maybe there's weather delays. Maybe there's other things that come around that hold you back. But a lot of these things, if you're attentive to your life and not sleepwalking through it like most guys do, me inclusive, you can get far better results far quicker than dragging around these enormous anchors for much of your life. I want to switch gears now and talk a little bit about sales. Let's get rid of the negativity and the crap. We'll just ditch it over there because I have some great stories about sales that have entered my life. These all happen actually after the fact, after all of these anchors, you know, showed up and held me back and, you know, created all these problems in my life. And I've seen a few things, you know, pop up from time to time, you know, in my 40s, but I've been very, very quick to cut them loose. You know, these experiences, thankfully, in my early 30s allowed me to make far better choices far quicker in my 40s and get rid of the losers that were trying to be anchors in my life, that were looking for ways to profiteer or to hold me back. So this is a good experience to have. Have it as soon as you can in your life. Make sure that you have the ability to identify the difference between anchors and sales. So sales, cut these anchors loose. Not even, I'm going to say, it was 2 years later, I was running one of Canada's most or fastest growing companies. We were identified 3 times by a magazine, Profit 50, 100, and 200, I think. We were on the list, went to conferences, we got awards, a lot of good networking opportunities. If you're in this space and you're in the startup space, try to get involved in opportunities where publications want to bring you in. To feature you or your business or the success. You get a lot of free PR. You get a lot of good opportunities to network with other really smart people. Most of the people at this time that I was able to network with when I went to these awards and we sit down and have dinner and you shoot the shit and you're talking about business and what do you run and what do you do and you exchange information. Then I came across this guy who I did a playing to win episode. Let me dig it up real quick. I'll tell you what the episode number is because this is relevant, because this guy was a huge sale in my life, which is why I brought him on playing to win. It was just before Ronan, I think, here. There he is, Cameron, number 25. So episode number 25 was about a month ago with Cameron Harrell. The subtitle is The CEO Whisperer. So I met this guy at a conference, and he was one of the speakers at a Profit 50 event, I think it was, where I was getting a award. And he was talking about culture and how he went through such hyper growth with a franchise company that he built. I think they went from something like $4 or $5 million a year in annual sales to well over 106, and they added so many franchises during that period of time. It was one of these like super success stories where your jaw just drops and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. that's pretty impressive. That guy has things and knows stuff that I don't know. How do I learn more from him? And I can't remember if he offered it at the end of his talk, but I just, I grabbed his, I don't have his DVDs here. They're actually in the other room, but I grabbed his DVD package. So I bought that for like $100 or whatever he was selling them for. DVDs are kind of old school for those of you that don't know what they are. Ask your mom and dad if you're younger, but anyway, picked up his package on PR and I hired him as a business coach. A lot of people will bark and snap at hiring somebody to coach you, but I think that's a big mistake. Success leaves clues, and anybody that's got the skill set that you want to learn from, you need to get in front of them. You need to spend time with them somehow, whether you donate your time to help them level up. Tim Ferriss has a great story about that in one of his early blogs, or it might have been even been in the 4-hour work week. But I hired Cameron, Cameron as a coach, and he wasn't cheap. He was about $3,500 at the time, I think, for an hour per month. And I went with him for a good number of months. I think it was about 9 or 10, maybe 11 months or so. It was close to a year anyway. But he was a sale in my life. You know, he costs a lot of money, but the value that I got in return was easily 10 times greater than what I paid for his time. And again, you know, the business went through another hypergrowth cycle after that. And again, you know, we got recognized for another 2 years of one of Canada's fastest growing companies. At the end of the coaching cycle, he introduced me to the next sale in my life, which was Entrepreneurs Organization. EO is a great organization. I support it. I've sent a lot of people to it. They also have an accelerator program. I've also built my own Entrepreneurs Brotherhood, which is loosely built on the EO model, but it's specific to men only, red-pilled men, you know, specifically, that are business owners. And I run my own forum. I have a meeting tomorrow, actually, you know, with the guys. But EO is another sale that was introduced to me from Cameron because that's a environment that he came from. So you're going to start seeing a pattern here that these sales will introduce you to, or you'll have an opportunity to meet these other people that will help you level up and take you to your next port of call, you know, your next safe passage, you know, your next place of excellence. EO is a great experience. I was in the organization for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. I met a lot of great speakers and business icons, Vern Harnish, Kevin O'Leary. There was a whole bunch of them. I can't remember who they had at the EO University in Whistler exactly. They had some really, really great stories, and each chapter in each city. So Toronto's got one of the biggest chapters. There's 140 members, I think, at one point when I was in it. They have another one in Vancouver with just under 100 members, you know, at the time. So you start going all these learning events, and you have the opportunity to network with all these people. And these are just at the learning events. You know, you're coming across hundreds and hundreds of other guys. There's some women involved in it as well, but I mean, you're coming across hundreds and hundreds of other people that you actually get. You have to find your tribe. Okay, so let me just emphasize that a little bit. When you're doing something, when you're chasing excellence, when you're putting a dent in the universe, when you're going about your life, finding your purpose, whatever that may be at the given time that you're at, there's a tribe that you need to either build or you need to find, okay, that will help you level up, that will become sales, okay, that will fill your sails with wind. You'll also come across people that will be anchors. They're going to try to take advantage of you. They're going to try to profit from you. They're going to get in the way of you and your goals. And you have to get good at identifying who these anchors are and when to cut them loose. Fortunately, most successful people that I've met don't allow themselves to be surrounded with losers. A good buddy of mine, Brad, who I've had on the channel at least twice now, he always used to say that if you're going to lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas. Right? So you have to be intentional about the people that you spend time with, who it is that you're going to network with, who it is that you're going to donate your time to and with. A lot of people will come looking for help or freebies or can I pick your brain, you know, when it comes to stuff like this. I have a price point that's behind a paywall for a reason, because if you're looking for information that I have, or if I'm looking for information from somebody that has something that I'm looking for, I will pay for their time, just as everybody should be paying for the time of somebody that's dispensing useful information that helps you level up in life. And I found it incredibly useful to join and pay the EO membership fee. I also then started to go to other events. A buddy of mine that I was in a forum with, Jason Gaynard, started up an event called Mastermind Talks. That's blown up. I met guys like, big names like Tim Ferriss and a bunch of other people at different events in different places in the world. Yannick Silver brought us along to off-road adventures in Mexico at least, I think, 3 or 4 times now. I met some great guys like Joe Sugarman, Steve Saleen, you know, when he was running a very profitable and interesting business that used to compete with Ferrari. Like, I remember the story he was telling us on the beach in Cabo. These are all experiences that you don't get hanging out with losers, right? I've told you guys, and I'm going to emphasize this, you will become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. You hang out with 5 broke, dumb guys sitting around doing nothing with their lives. You will be the 6th. I promise you. Some people say, well, what if I don't hang out with anybody? What if I'm an introvert? Guess what, guys? Every single event that I can attest to leveling up in my life, every single sale that has been filled with win has been the result of being around excellence. You have to find, if you're the smartest guy in the room, and there's nobody in that room, you're in the wrong room. If you're the smartest guy in a room and there's a room full of 30 dumb people, you're in the wrong room. You need to start making intentional choices in your life and putting yourself in better rooms if you want, you know, your sails to fill with wind and for you to travel to your next port of call. So we talked about EO. I want to talk about form a little bit as well, because that was like the elite level. And it's what I base my own business forum on that I run, you know, through my own website. But Forum was an incredible experience. I met a guy that summited the 7 peaks around the world. He climbed every single mountain on every continent, including Everest. You know, I met a guy that runs the biggest bridge tournament company in the world from his house in Las Vegas. By himself. It's basically a one-man show. It's a company of one. His cousin runs a very, very profitable nonprofit, and those two things sound different. But together, it's one that has social impact to help the community, and one that also made her a lot of money. There's another woman that I met in the forum that ran a great sporting event that I participated in for a couple of seasons as well. I met some great people and played some sports with them and got some great exercise. A guy that ran, I think, the 2nd or 3rd largest toy company in North America, who recently had an exit. I've talked to him on the channel as well on the Playing to Win series. The Playing to Win series, guys, should get way more views than what it does, right? Like, I'm looking at my screen over here and I can see a video that says, "Men learns that happy wife, happy life is a lie," and that's got almost 100,000 views. The video that I did with Cameron, my old business coach from about 10 years ago, has just under 10,000 views. But every single gold nugget, guys, is in that playlist, the Playing to Win one. So I encourage you to watch more of that. I have a broadcast this Thursday coming up on Playing to Win. I think it's at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning. But of course, you can watch the recording afterwards if you can't watch it live. Who else was in Forum? A guy that ran a really great, you know, promotional company. His dad started it up in BC, and they moved the business over to Toronto. And he had to go through a couple of restructuring phases, but brilliant, brilliant little organization. Another guy that's a former lawyer that put together a business where he was selling ad space on screens and taxi cabs. Went through an exit and got heavily involved in a nice real estate portfolio. He's doing quite well these days. It's a really, really fascinating thing when you enter into a forum meeting environment. There's another guy that ran one of the largest hosting companies in North America. He had a big exit, and then he started up another company that basically competes with Dropbox. And it's doing very well. It's more of an encrypted version. There's like so many of these success stories, and I've got all these guys on my phone. I can call them up and say, "Hey, what's up, man? Let's grab dinner." Or if I have a question, I want to ask them about something, or if they want to reach out to me and get some help with something, we're always there. These are the kinds of people that you need to find in your life. I'm not saying that entrepreneurship needs to be your path. It just happened to be my path, and it's what I wanted to pursue, and it's what I wanted to invest my time in. But the point of this broadcast is, you want to avoid making a train wreck out of your life as a man. And one of the best ways that you can avoid making a train wreck out of your life is being able to identify the winners from the losers. Okay. And the quicker that you can adapt that skill into your toolbox, you know, the sooner you can take that tool and drop it in your toolbox and you have it readily accessible to you, you can do that at 30. It's better than, you know, the time that it took for me to do it, because I probably started this around my mid 30s to late 30s. But 25, 20, the sooner you can get these skill sets at identifying these things and then optimizing at them, you're going to be flying in life. You know, you'll be where I am today in your early 30s or maybe even late 20s if you do it right. There's a lot of guys out there that are making way too many concessions with their life, way too many mistakes, allowing dummies to dictate and run their lives. And they just suffer with it. It's, you know, it's insufferable to see some of the tales and listen to some of the stories that you hear. And it's like, why are you carrying around all this nonsense when all you got to do is cut the anchor loose, bro? But people love, you know, people love to complicate their lives and then justify why they do it. Some people wandering around doing the same thing over and over and again every single day is a cog in a wheel and they hate it. And it's like, what do I do next? And I don't know what to do and I'm just stuck. And it's like, dude, in the absence of clarity, do something, right? Move towards something else. Leave behind whatever you're at. If you got to paddle the boat because there's no wind in your sail, paddle the boat to where you got to get, to where the trade winds are at, and let your sails fill with wind, goddammit, and start moving in the right direction. As a guy, it's incumbent upon you. You have the burden of performance. That's what men have to do. You have to make yourself. You know, some guys get silver spooned, you know, the best deal of their life. Most people don't. The people that don't, that make something out of their life, that's long lasting. The silver spoon crowd, they don't last too long. I've never seen them last too long anyway. So that's the story of sails and anchors. I'm going to reiterate again. Get good at identifying sails and anchors in your life. Think of your life as a sailboat. You're the captain of the ship. You can choose where you wish to place your boat for an anchorage, how long you want to stay there, and if you're going to let something hold you back, you know, if you're going to let that anchor hold you back, if you're going to unhook it, pick it up, and just, you know, move the boat in the trade winds and let your sails fill with wind and move to your next port of call. These passages in life, life is just a series of passages, guys. It really is. You know, it's one epoch after the other. I'm not the biggest fan of Jordan Peterson, but I believe he's got a program. It's called Self-Authoring. It's worth taking a look at if you want to take a look at some of the decisions you've made in the past, if you're looking for clarity, because it's almost a guided way of getting clarity. I went through it a few years ago and I did find it useful. Doesn't cost much. I think it was like $15. It was peanuts, honestly. But if you need to get some clarity on your past behavior, that's a very, very inexpensive way to do that. I don't provide that one-on-one. I deal with the high-end. Like, I deal with entrepreneurs when I'm doing bookings. Like, I'm dealing with high-end stuff like that. So the sorts of stuff that I dispense in these videos, the productions that I'm putting out there, there's enough in this. There's enough in this entire channel. There's close to 900 videos now. There's enough in this entire channel that it's a gold mine if you spend enough time going through it and just kind of binging, you know, the different playlists. And they're all organized. You know, you want to learn about money, there's a playlist for that. You want to learn about dating, there's a playlist for that. You want to learn about entrepreneurship, got you covered, right? The Plane to Win series, in my view, is a historical archive of great conversations about people chasing excellence. So I intend to keep doing those, even though they don't get as many views as the other stuff, but they certainly deserve more attention. Let me grab this, a couple of super chats that popped up here. He's Laughing Lark. Thanks for the super chat, brother. He says, Rich, this should have been on Playing to Win. I think topics for Before the Train Wreck Women have been exhausted. I would end this and just do the other. That's an interesting thought. I still think that this is a Before the Train Wreck topic because guys love to complicate their lives. They love to make train wrecks out of their lives. I did. And that's what anchors do. Anchors make a train wreck out of your life. So I want to help you guys distinguish and create some contrast between what anchors and sails are. Jerry, Thanks to your men's community, I'm learning that women can be an anchor as well. I haven't talked about women, so let's wrap it up on that note. Jerry's a member of my men's community. If you guys want to get in, it's, here, let me grab the link, or is it in the banner setting? Hang on a second. Let me grab it for you. I'll just put it up on the screen. I don't usually pitch it that often, but that's it there. That's how you get some more information on my community. But yeah, so let's talk about women as anchors. I think that almost every guy out there is going to experience, every guy out there, without a shadow of a doubt, is going to experience an anchor or anchors in his life. I think that most guys will probably experience anchors in the form of women. And it's not necessarily that women, you know, women bad or anything like that. Women are just women, you know. They just have to show up and look pretty. They've got a different role in life than what we do. We have the burden of performance. We have things to do. We have a purpose to discover. We have some impact that we have to make. You know, women may come into our lives and complement it, but at the end of the day, most guys make really bad choices around women simply because they don't know any better. I didn't know any better. I made lots of bad choices in my life around women. A lot of the stuff that's in the dating advice playlist for guys is from my own experiences and many of the men that I've talked to, you know, on one-on-one coaching sessions that have been confused about, you know, how to behave in a long-term relationship, or, you know, how to go through the divorce machine without getting ground out the other end and chewed up real bad. Most guys don't know what to do, and they do make a train wreck out of their lives by, you know, holding on to shitty anchors that they just drag around, and you don't need to do it. But if you get good at identifying opportunities from, you know, these losers, from these anchors that can hold you back, and you cut them loose, trust me, guys, you'll be doing a lot better, a lot faster. There is no doubt about that. Tuscan Razorback, excellent production. Rich, your advice is worth a premium free consultation. We're grateful. Appreciate that. Thanks, Tuscan. Yeah, so apply this to more things in your life, guys. You know, when I talk about red pill stuff, there's a lot of guys which I love and admire in the space that I collab with, but I don't like to spend all my time on the topic of chasing tail. I think the topic of chasing excellence efficiently and productively in a way that has an ROI in your life as a guy should be the main focus. Women should, like, beautiful women should be the byproduct of that, right? You should have that as like the cherry on the cake sort of thing, right? Maybe there's multiple cherries. Maybe there's a cherry. Depends on how you want to run your life. But at the end of the day, anchors and sales, guys, identify the good from the bad sooner than later. Once you master this skill, I promise you, your life will improve dramatically. Once you make it a point to intentionally navigate your life without sleepwalking through it, but intentionally navigate your weeks, your months, and your years to be productive and to put a dent in the universe, you're going to have a far better experience as a guy, and you're going to have far, far fewer train wrecks in your life. Okay, let's wrap up. We have a super chat. No, I'm not looking to date any 21-year-olds, but appreciate the offer. Thank you for the super chat. In British pounds, like, I'm going to fly to the UK. I think it's always cute when these things come in, but whatever. Gentlemen, and the one lady watching this right now, I guess, I want to thank you guys for watching. Again, I encourage you, watch the Playing to Win series. A couple of housekeeping items. I have my Playing to Win episode scheduled again for this Thursday, 11 a.m. Andrew Knapp, former FBI agent. One of the things he said in his breakdown to me was he was one of the guys that was in the counterterrorism group. He literally said he was watching two-thirds of ISIS being taken out during his tenure with the FBI. Now, he's left since, and he's created a business, and he has some Playing to Win stories versus Playing Not to Lose. So watch that on Thursday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on with Captain Capitalism, Aaron Cleary. We're going to be talking about minimalism. He has some theories on that and some information. So you can watch that live. I think it's about 11 or so tomorrow, but should be in the subscription feed for you, because I built the event on the weekend. And of course, before I go, I got a shout out to channel sponsor, the Tactical Soap Company. Where is my banner so I can put it up on the screen? Boom, there it is. Go to coopersoap.com. Okay. Stuff's handmade, pheromone infused. They've also got these quick sticks now, which are even more inexpensive, but just a quick wipe. It's like a deodorant stick, except for you don't put it in your armpit. It just goes, you know, you put it on your beard or on your wrist or something like that. Pheromone infused as well. Got lots of great stuff. The new series is amazing. I've been using this for the last few months. I love it. I think it's the yellow one that has a pumice in it, but check out the stuff over there on my shoulder. Again, coopersoap.com, pheromone infused. It'll help you a little bit with the sexual marketplace. You still need game. You still need to understand things, and you should still be chasing excellence at the end of the day. So we'll wrap it up on that note. Thank you guys, and have an amazing night.